focus. Chase the dream, don't be chasing up, up and away. I see you getting close. That's the way it goes. That's the way you grow.
Me and God just spoke. I should go and though. Hustle hard from the start. Don't be making foes. I ain't going nowhere.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
And your story is making headlines this hour. World Bank cuts SA's growth forecast over load shedding, a report finds, and Canadians hold a vigil for victims of this week's Iran plane crash.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 12 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. The World Bank has cut its economic growth forecast for South Africa to below 1% for 2020 due to load shedding. According to FIN24, it's the first key institution to cut its forecast due to electricity supply concerns. It now expects the economy to expand by only 0.9% this year. Eskom announced this morning that stage 2 load shedding will continue until at least 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. In other news, two juveniles accused of setting 18 train carriages alight in November last year are expected to appear in the Cape Town Magistrates Court today. The pair, aged just 14 and 15, were caught after one of them was recognized in an identikit. The identikit was released by Metro Rail following the incident at Cape Town Station. The passenger rail agency, PRASA, earlier offered 100,000 rands as a reward for information that would lead to a successful conviction. The rail system in the Western Cape has been crippled by ongoing arson attacks and theft of infrastructure. In UJ News now, as the start of a new academic year sees prospective students needing information relating to registration, courses, fees, accommodation, and the like, the introduction of the UJ chatbot will assist digitally active prospective students, says the University of Johannesburg's registrar, Professor Kinta Berger.
During both your visits and will conclude with a community meeting in Rubberbund Township in Grassy Park. The Red Meat Producers